And to all who received him, he gave them power to become children of God. Amen. Merry Christmas, friends. I hope that each of you here are feeling the fullness of Christmas morning, however that looks for you. I hope the feeling you have within your heart right now is that of peace and joy, hope and love, because today we have been given the greatest gift we could possibly imagine. I hope that this morning you have a childlike experience of the mystery of this day, because it is written, he gave them the power to become the children of God. On this day of gift giving, I ask, can you even imagine a better gift than this? Did you know that in some cultures, it is the practice to give gifts on your birthday rather than receive them? So here we are on the day of his birth with an unimaginable gift given to us by Christ, the power to become children of God. It is hard to even imagine this. This gift seems so noble, perhaps arrogant even, to become a child of God. When I was a little girl growing up in Kingsport, Tennessee, in a small Episcopal church, I wasn't even allowed to carry the cross on Sunday mornings because I was just a girl. Who was I then to imagine just a girl had been given the power to become a child of God? But today on Christmas morning, we have been reminded no one can take this gift from us, not from anyone. And to all who received him, he gave them power to become children of God. In the early centuries of Christianity, the church fathers concluded, we must be unquestionably grounded in our creation as children of God. And then from that grounded place, it is our work to grow into the likeness of that reality, to become the children of God. Two people might equally be images of God, but perhaps only one chooses to become kind, forgiving, inclusive, accepting, patient, full of all the great virtues. Because while we have been given the gift of the power, we must choose to become. In our embodied faith in the real flesh of the birth of Christ, there is a dynamism towards growth, towards becoming. We hear again the invitation into dynamic growth today on Christmas as we celebrate this great offering of God, choosing to be born in human flesh, as we acknowledge the meeting of the spiritual and the material world. What a joy it is to take that in. We no longer have to seek the spiritual outside of everyday human experience. We, all of us, can meet God squarely and fully in the material world as we strive to become children of God. And this, I believe, is the true meaning of Christmas. Flesh and spirit are understood to have never been separate. Flesh and spirit illuminate one another, and then one can know that just to be in the flesh is a gift of the Spirit. Having faith in that truth relies more on awakening than memorizing, more on seeing clearly than on being right, more on growth in consciousness and love of your neighbor than on prescribed ritual. More on meeting God in the world than judging the men who rule it. More on receiving the power to become than judging ourselves for not yet being. Faith in this power often relies on being reminded of it by the people who trusted they were children of God and used their power to help us become. For a moment, I invite you to think of someone in your life who gave you the gift of reminding you that you too were a child of God. Hold that memory in your heart, the greatest gift imaginable, to be reminded of such truth, such power. In an imperfect world, in a changing church, our hope is found in the power to become, in a dynamic process of growth with God and with each other. We, the church, and the people who make it have more becoming to do. More growth, more change will come. And yet all we have to do is look at the becoming that has already happened. 40 years ago, I couldn't carry the cross, but today I am your priest. We, the church, and each of us individually have grown because God is found most directly in the dynamic process of the power of becoming. And become, God did as well. God became human flesh to live among us, to love us, to model for us how to serve and love others so that God's love would be known to all. So that grounded in God's love, all would know they too have the power to become. A child born this day in an unexpected place to a poor woman. That baby grew into a man who met the longings of his people so deeply that they experienced the fullness of God in his very being. And so today we receive the best gift of all, the gift of Jesus, the Holy Spirit dwelling within every living thing, within each of us, the gift of the power to become children of God. Merry Christmas, Grace. Amen.